I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. This week, I'm going to talk about just how much India and the world stands to lose, in purely financial terms, if we don't take drastic steps to stop climate change. An argument that we often hear is that climate change mitigation would cost too much. This is said by usually the same people and organizations who insist that the world's governments should continue with business as usual. Remember, in the last episode, I spoke about them when I talked about climate change denial, oil and gas companies. According to the Institute of Energy Research, a non-profit think tank with close ties to the fossil fuel industry, shifting to 100% renewable energy will cost the USA $5.7 trillion by 2030. That's too expensive, according to them. Now, this is rare, the denial industry actually putting a cost on things. Usually, they deal in vague warnings. However, it's undeniable that unless we spend now to mitigate, we will have to pay a steeper cost later. In fact, we've already been paying. Take the year gone by. In 2019, hurricanes, floods, and wildfires cost the world $150 billion. This is according to data released by one of the biggest reinsurance companies in the world, Munich Re. In December 2019, the Bonn-based think tank German Watch released the Global Climate Risk Index for 2020, based on data collected between 1999 and 2018. According to this report, India ranked number 5 among the 10 countries most affected by climate change. That's up from number 14 in 2017. We suffered losses of over $37,000 million in 2018, which is 0.36% of the GDP. Among 181 countries evaluated for this report, India's economic losses were ranked at number 2. Over 2,000 people died due to extreme weather events in 2018, the most for any country. According to the report, an estimated 25,000 people have died in India due to heat waves since 1992. 11 of India's warmest 15 years have occurred since 2004. What's more, according to the International Labour Organization, by 2030, India would lose 5.8% of its working hours due to heat stress, which is equivalent to 34 million full-time jobs. And finally, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, announced on 6 January that extreme weather events driven by climate change had claimed 1,659 lives across India in 2019. Of these, Bihar alone accounted for 650 lives lost, 306 of them during the monsoon floods. As many as 350 people died due to heat waves. According to the IMD, 2019 was also the 7th warmest year on record. So these are past losses. What about the future? A major new study was published in early February, which gives us a sense of just how much worse this can get by 2050. The World Wildlife Fund's Global Futures Report is based on a future modeling technique developed by WWF UK. This report was prepared in partnership with the Global Trade Analysis Project and the Natural Capital Project. So what does this report say? According to this report, If the world continues to burn fossil fuels at current rates, the global economy stands to suffer losses worth $10 trillion at least by 2050. As more and more natural assets get stripped, from forests to wetlands to coral reefs, we will lose all the economic benefits we receive from them. According to the report, the US and Japan are expected to be hit the hardest. Both countries will suffer economic losses of over $80 billion each per year by 2050. The United Kingdom and India come close behind, with India set to lose over $20 billion a year by mid-century. Much of India's losses will be due to water scarcity. The report says that this will reduce India's GDP by between 0.31 to 0.49%. The zinger of this report is that these are very low estimates. In the next 30 years, as global heating increases and we enter the great unknown, the value of our losses will escalate. Meanwhile, it's worth noting that the world is still locked into a business-as-usual mode. According to data released recently by the International Energy Agency, global CO2 emissions for 2019 were pegged at 33 gigatons. This was the same as 2018, and after many years, annual emissions hadn't actually climbed. But the emission rate not increasing is not the same as the rate decreasing. And that is where we need to be right now. Here's a bit of trivia. On February 11, the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii recorded that the amount of atmospheric carbon dioxide touched an all-time high of 416.08 ppm, or parts per million. That is a catastrophic figure. Here's the context. At the beginning of the industrial age, about 250 years ago, this concentration was at about 270 ppm. Heck, in 1960, this was only 317 ppm. More than half the rise from 270 to 416 has been since 1980. Look at it this way. In all the time that Homo sapiens have existed, the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has never exceeded 300 ppm. People, this is the real breaking news of our times. All the terrible things happening today due to climate change is peanuts compared to what will come tomorrow, unless we act now. That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, I will talk about some great books and writers and websites that you should read and follow to know more on climate change. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and follow Mint Lounge on Twitter with the handle @Mint_Lounge. Read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with @HT Smartcast. We'd love to hear from you, so write to us at podcasts@HindustanTimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
If you're an independent podcaster, self-funded, self-produced, you know you could use support. So come to the Independent Podcasters Meetup in Delhi, hosted by Sonolog, on the 17th of February from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a great opportunity to meet each other, share tips and tricks, learn from each other, and grow your podcast so you can have even more success and reach.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.